A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sin. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar.
That's the display department.
With a torch. The lights are probably gone. So had the stairs.
You are just number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, Episode 9. This is the podcast all about British science fiction television. And this is our first bonus episode where I'll fill you in on a bit of news of things that are happening with distribution of British sci-fi TV. I will be flying solo this time because Xander will not be joining me this episode. In video on demand news, there is a new service called Illusion TV that focuses on science fiction, and it is available in Canada and the US on various cable and satellite providers, and it's also available on Akimbo to any Windows PC on a high-speed internet connection in the US or Canada. You can buy individual programs one by one, or you can pay a monthly fee to get the entire service. Illusion TV has a number of BBC productions that will be available on the network, including Day of the Triffids, Neil Gaiman's Neverwhere, Invasion Earth, Strange, the 2005 version of the Quatermass Experiment, and starting in January 2008, they'll have classic Doctor Who. I hope this lets you watch Doctor Who episode by episode from beginning to end, because that's a really neat thing to do, and the opportunity doesn't come up very often. So this looks like a good service for people who are in North America to get quite a few British science fiction programs, many of which have not been easily available in North America in the past. In DVD news, the Doctor Who The Complete Davros Collection DVD set is coming out on Region 2 on November 26th, 2007. This features all five Doctor Who TV serials that included Davros. He was a major character in the series. He was the creator of the Daleks. The set includes a newly restored version of Remembrance of the Daleks with some new extra features that were not there in the original 2000 release. It also features an extra disc with 8 Big Finish audio dramas. Big Finish makes many audio dramas of British sci-fi, including Doctor Who. In this case, there are 4 episodes in the I, Davros series, which is a Doctor Who spin-off that they wrote involving Davros, and also 3 Doctor Who dramas, including Colin Baker as the 6th Doctor on 2 of them, and Paul McGann as the 8th Doctor on the 3rd. There's also the Davros Mission, which is a new exclusive Big Finish production, which is only available on this set. It is a limited edition set with only 10,000 to be produced, and the price is a little pricey. It's £99, but it does include a lot, so it well may be worth it. We don't know about plans for a Region 1 version of this or any other regions, but the Region 2 version is coming out on November 26th. There is also a new version of the Key to Time Doctor Who set. The Key to Time was one season in the Tom Baker era that had several serials that were all connected. And there was a Region 1 version put out in 2002, but the restoration was a little bit weak, and it did not have many extra features. Well, this new version that's coming out has many more extra features and better restoration, and it is being released in Region 2 on September 27th. Again, we don't know about any dates for a Region 1 version. Presumably there will be one. We don't know when that will happen. There is also a Region 1 DVD of Day of the Triffids coming out. This is the 1981 BBC miniseries, and it is being released in Region 1 on November 6th, 2007. It has been out as a Region 2 disc for quite some time, and I think the Region 1 disc will be very similar to the Region 2 disc. Now, on to feedback. We haven't had as much feedback from our listeners as we would have hoped. We know that you're listening, but you haven't given us that much feedback on email or comments on the blog. So please give us some feedback about what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, what you want us to cover on British Invaders, what you want to hear more of when we cover each series, and so on. Anything you have to say would be most welcome. There is one piece of feedback that we had that I want to cover here. This was from Jill Arroway from the Signal podcast. She was pointing out that in the first half of our Doctor Who discussion, I explained that TARDIS stood for Time and Relative Dimensions in Space. And there's some question as to whether it's dimensions or dimension, singular. Jill was favoring the singular version. In fact, both versions have been used in the BBC series, so it is up for some dispute. It was originally listed as dimension, which is why some fans prefer that. Throughout the 1970s and 80s, it was more commonly referred to as dimensions. In the more recent series and even the TV movie from the 1990s, they have been using the term dimension singular. So that's something that I think each fan can decide for him or herself what the best version of that is. I think the only way to follow that one up is with the promo for Jill's podcast, The Signal.
First, there was Firefly.
Where the hell is my spaceship?
Shoot the man, not the horse.
On a year now, I ain't had nothing. Twixt my nethers, we're run on bottom.
Big damn hero, sir.
That sounds like science fiction.
No, that's just...
Then came The Signal.
I'm Wes.
It's not
and
just because serenity is
and we have
thing
another interview for
embrace
you in this show.
You're listening to News.
It's also a home.
The Firefly timeline.
You're going to need a higher
This
camp.
Future is all about when things happen.
We want our trilogy.
Now there's a whole world of new adventures.
Would you fight for that, right?
How come no one's ever
there's
done it
plenty
before?
Here that would.
Probably no one's been desperate enough
Don't
to try.
Worry, this guy ain't even
I bet we are.
Join us at The Signal, because the verse just got bigger.
www.serenityfirefly.com.
I think that covers everything. Our next episode will either be about The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, or it might be our unaired pilot, which is about Blake 7. One way or the other, we will have a new episode for you in about 2 weeks. So this is Brian from Winnipeg, signing off. Bye.